Blog Talk Radio.
Well, sorry to be a little late. This is August Francis, and this is the program Wake Up and Pay Attention. Now, of course, you know this is part of Tell Them Outreach Fellowship and Network, Tell Them Ministries, but we are launching today Tell Them Internet Network. And the purpose of this is to touch on a couple of things. We're going to mix the most volatile concoction that people can possibly imagine. And that concoction we're mixing is commonly called religion and politics. Folks, there's too much going on in the United States for us to sit back and play church. We must stand for what the gospel says we stand for. Let me back up and tell you that every day about this time, we will be coming on the air with a 15-minute radio broadcast here on Blog Talk until something else takes place. And then once a week, we will be doing a video broadcast on YouTube. Those things will be posted to our Facebook page and to our Twitter account. And those of you who have connected with us on Facebook and those of you who have connected with us on Twitter and will be placing it in some other places, you are welcome to share those. And I invite you to share those and get people to log in to these broadcasts. I want to thank all of you who have wished me a happy birthday, because today is my birthday. And I appreciate all of the well wishes. I just got one via phone a little while ago from a good friend in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And sometime soon we'll have him on as a guest, because he has been involved in the political realm. But we have a lot of things going on that the church is supposed to address. And I keep getting notices of conferences and anniversaries and celebrations and this, that, and the other. Folks, we have things going on here that are life and death. And matter of fact, we have things going on that are a lot of death. There are a lot of people who are 55 million people a year die because the church won't wake up and pay attention. 55 million people a year die. Yes, right here in the United States. 55 million people. I don't know whether that's cumulative, and I'll have to get the statistics, but 55 million people have died, and I'll get the statistics as to how that works out per year, but 55 million people have died because the church will not wake up and pay attention. Who are these 55 million people? They're unborn babies. I don't know whether you know it, in the middle of listening to a lot of the music that our Christians listen to, that there's actually been several videos that have been put out about people going to Planned Parenthood and you know, looking at those videos. I haven't even looked at a group of them, but I've heard the audio. And then I've heard people say, well, they're just heavily edited. It doesn't care. They're, first of all, they loaded the entire videos on YouTube. But even if it has been edited, and it has been edited to be able to cut it down, but the videos can be seen in their entirety on YouTube. Just put down Planned Parenthood. Go to YouTube and type in Planned Parenthood and see if you can see some of those videos that are up there about people selling baby parts and selling babies. And one woman I heard last week that they actually tapped the aborted baby's chest and the heart began to beat. The baby was alive. and they aborted the child. See, these are things that we need to wake up and pay attention to. We have a socialist that's running for president. We have a woman who is hell-bent on Planned Parenthood, and she is a liar and a cheat and a thief. She's not trustworthy. According to polls that have been taken, people don't count her as trustworthy. And yet she's running for president of the United States. We have people involved in our government that want to give nuclear capabilities to an enemy of us and an enemy of Israel. And the church continues to play. We have conference this week. We're going to have conference. Hey, we're going to have conference. We're going to have guest speakers. Hey, we're going to have the psalmist. We're going to have this gospel diva and this. Yeah, come on, folks. Wake up and pay attention. You know, the scripture says it's high time that we wake out of our sleep. In the secular world, one movie used a song that I used as a theme song actually for our radio broadcast when I was broadcasting on WTIX in New Orleans. If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you got to wake up and pay attention. And folks, you have to wake up and pay attention to what's going on around you. It's not about, I love Donnie McClurkin and I love Yolanda Adams. Praise God for them. I love Israel and you know, all of these folks who can sing these wonderful songs. They're exciting. But folks, if you don't know what's happening, then you're no good. The salt has lost its savor. When was the last time you got on somebody's nerves? For Jesus' sake. When was the last time you really, really got on somebody's nerves because of the gospel? Oh, there's so many things I want to cover, but today is just really an introduction and an invitation to be a part of this Tell Them Internet Network. I'm not worried about tax-exempt status. I'm worried about spiritual status. So if somebody wants to come along and say, well, you can't have tax-exempt status because you're talking about politics. Guess what? I'll pay my taxes. And a lot of you who are afraid to open your mouth because you don't want your 501c3 taken away, you need to wake up and pay attention. There are people dying. There are people headed for hell because you won't open your mouth. And I'm extremely disappointed in the black church because you'll let babies be aborted and you'll let the nuclear power be given to one of our greatest enemies, and you'll let terrorists run in and out, and you'll let black folks kill black folks and kill police and all this kind of stuff. And all that you'll say is, yeah, but the ones we're voting for, they're going to help the poor people. Yeah, they'll help you be poor they'll help you be poor financially, and they'll help you be poor spiritually. I don't mean poor in spirit. I mean poor spiritually. I mean being bankrupt because you won't wake up and pay attention. Oh, I know it's a hodgepodge today because I was so involved in preparation that I actually missed the starting time of this. There's so much, folks, that we need to talk about and that we need to get out there for people to know that this world is on the brink. I'm not pastor. I'm not bishop. If there's anything, I want to talk to you as giving you a prophetic word to wake up and pay attention. In these broadcasts, we're going to be talking to people who are involved in politics, talking to people that are involved in law enforcement. We're going to be talking to people that are involved in education and recommending books and getting you to the place where you can understand that the church must rise up and say something, and in spite of the cost, we need to get this together. We need to get this together. We need to talk to people about what's going on in the world today. We need to wake up and pay attention. If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, if you want to be in the presence of God, if you want to please the Lord, if you want to be everything that the Lord wants you to be, you're going to have to wake up and pay attention. So we're going to be talking about the world as the spiritual world. We're going to be talking about the things that influence us. We're going to be talking about television, and we're going to be talking about movies, and we're going to be talking about politics, definitely, in this cycle that's headed toward election. Folks, we've got to wake up and pay attention. There's some folks who say, well, I don't vote. Well, pray. Talk to the Lord. And I don't mean, Lord, help us. Bless me, Lord. No, I'm not talking about bless me, Lord. I'm talking about tearing down the strongholds. I'm talking about moving by the Spirit. I'm talking about getting people elected who will stand for the things of God, and that we no longer compromise, so that our conference will be okay, and so that we can get along with other preachers and things like this. Forget the other preachers. If not following the things of God, forget them. Pray for them to get saved. But don't compromise the word of God to try to get along with people who are, I mean, what is that thing, that preaching show that comes on, and you've got that's shacking up. Hey, folks, come on. Oh, but I just love to hear him preach. Then you and him can both end up in hell. Come on, folks. Wake up and pay attention. Oh, goodness, I've got less than 30 seconds. We're doing a 15-minute broadcast. Tune in tomorrow, 4:30, and we'll talk some more. We'll deal with a lot of these other things. We've got a lot to talk about, and we've got a lot to do. Let's mobilize and be an army of God. Wake up and pay attention.